Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I am super excited to share with you today a different twist on the idea of giving clutter-free gifts for the holidays. So every year, I'm always looking at the different clutter-free gifts that you can give for the holidays, but I love to give and receive physical gifts, which led me to think about maybe you don't know about The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. This is a book that I read before Greg and I got married, and I know what each of the members in my family's love languages are. So let me start by telling you what all five love languages are, and then we'll go deeper. So there are five different ways that people give and receive love, and usually you try to give love the way you want to receive it. This is how someone can be in a relationship with someone and say, well, I'm always telling them I love them and giving them hugs, but they don't think they're loved. And the other person will say, well, I'm always cleaning the whole house for him and leaving him little gifts, but he doesn't feel like he's loved. So here are the five love languages. Number one is gifts, like physical gifts, people who love to receive and give physical gifts. Number two is quality time. These are people who give and receive love by spending a lot of time with you. Like they don't just want to see you. They wouldn't just drop a little Panera gift card in the mail to you to show you they love you. They would go with you and spend an hour and a half at Panera with you because they want to spend the time with you. It's not the actual going to Panera that they like. It's the time. The next one is physical touch. That means like if you were to meet them at Panera, they would give you a big hug when they got there. They might reach over and touch your hand while you're talking. They're going to make a lot of eye contact and give you a big hug before you leave. Theirs is physical touch. Then there are acts of service. So these are people who give and receive love by doing for others. Like I would have the whole house clean and vacuumed before Greg would come home from work because acts of service is one of my love languages. And so if I could clean the house for him, that showed him I loved him. Luckily, that's one of the ways he receives love. We're both acts of service. So on a Thursday, if I bring the trash cans in before he comes home from work, and I only do this a couple of times a year, the simple act of bringing in the trash cans is like going and buying a $200 gift for him. Like it shows him so much love that I would do one of the jobs that are on his to-do list. And the last love language is words of affirmation. That's when people say, you're doing a great job. You know, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. So now that we know that the five love languages, let's really think about the people that are on our holiday buying list and what gifts we could give them that also would be clutter-free that would relate to their love languages. My daughter's love language is receiving gifts, physical gifts. Now, let me tell you how you can figure out if you have a child who likes gifts. This is the child that will go into the kitchen or into the craft bin, and they will make a gift for you out of foil and toilet paper rolls and present it to you like they have just spent $1 million on something. Or they will leave you little gifts here and there. Or they will bring you home things from school and they will present it to you like they are giving you a gift. And they're always telling you what they want. So Abby is my gift person. And the day after Christmas is over, she starts telling me what she wants for her birthday. Her birthday is in July. And the day her birthday is over, she starts giving me her Christmas list. Now this year, she didn't tell me what she wanted for Christmas until the middle of October. To which she said, Mom, aren't you so impressed? I didn't start telling you what I wanted till the middle of October. Normally, I would have already known. However, because she's such a gift lover, and she loves things, like physical things, I can't buy things on her list because she's constantly reevaluating what it is she wants me to buy her because she loves gifts so much. And she also tends to be disappointed, even though she gets a lot of gifts at Christmas time. It's hard for them to match the expectations in her mind because she loves gifts. So how in the world would you give a clutter-free gift to someone who loves gifts? Well, the best clutter-free gifts that I could think of for people who love gifts would be to give them gift cards or cash so that they can go pick out what they want. And if your love language is quality time, then you can spend time with them while they pick out the gifts. But also, any kind of a membership type gift would be a great clutter-free gift for them. So a zoo membership, a membership to your local amusement park, or if you have a local museum center, or if you're near a national park, all of those would be great memberships. If it's an adult that likes to receive gifts, you could give them a membership to Costco or to Netflix or to Amazon Prime. Or if they, you know, have a goal of working out, you could give them a gym membership. Or you could buy them concert tickets or movie tickets, or you might have a series of lectures that come to town and they really like to go to those lectures. You could buy that series as well. Giving the 100-day home organization challenge, that would be a gift too, because that is a gift that they then can do throughout the year. So those are gifts that you could give that are clutter-free to people who like gifts. Now, where I think that we kind of veer off here is that because it is the holidays and because the media is telling us that everybody wants to receive and give gifts, and because sometimes we feel guilty if we don't give and receive gifts, we miss that there are four other ways that we can give gifts besides giving actual gifts. So let's go through some of these other ones, and you just need to be creative as to how you wrap these up and put them under the tree. So let's talk about quality time. I'm sure you can think of someone, your parents, your spouse, your children, who they just want to spend a lot of time with you. Like, just the act of spending time with you is the gift. Someone once said to me, the gift of my presence is your present, which was great because that was their love language. It was not mine. But if your person loves quality time, they would like that you brought absolutely nothing if they could just have more time with you. Here are some clutter-free gift-giving ideas that would really speak to their love languages. You could buy movie tickets and go to the movie with them. You could book a local hotel overnight where you would both go spend the night. I was just at a local hotel with a friend of mine who flew in to see me. And I realized this is an awesome new hotel in a shopping area. There are lots of shops and restaurants that you can all walk to from this hotel. And the hotel was only $100 a night. Now, $100 a night is a lot of money, but it's not $300 a night. So you could book this hotel for you and this person. It could be your mom. It could be your spouse. It could be one of your kids, whoever it is that really likes the quality time, where you are going to spend the whole evening and the next day with them. And maybe you go out to dinner and then you stay in this hotel and maybe you see a movie. So those would be great trip experiences. You want to block out time on your calendar for them. Even if you're going to go the traditional, wrap the regular gifts and put them under the tree route, if you know you have somebody who really desires quality time from you, then block out, 2 to 4 hours on your calendar over the 2-week winter break, if you're off, when the kids are off school, if that works in your schedule, and plan to do something fun just with them. Okay, the next love language I want to talk about is acts of service. So I clean the house for Greg, I do jobs for him, and he does jobs for me, and we both are acts of service. So here are some fun gifts that you could give to people who their love language is acts of service. If you are further along in organizing your house than they are, then you could spend a day organizing for them, or you could surprise them by organizing one space or one room in their house, which is what I used to do for my mom growing up. You could watch their children overnight so that they could go out on a date. I mean, what couple doesn't want to have a date? If you have siblings that have children, then watch their kids overnight so that they can go out. And I was thinking about this one. You know, if money is an issue also, what you could do is you could bring their kids to your house, or if their kids are more comfortable in their house or you don't have children yet, then you could go stay at their house and they could use your house as a hotel. So they wouldn't necessarily have to get a hotel. you could clean their house for them. I did that when a friend of mine was pregnant and she was in the hospital having her baby and I had to go pick something up at her house. But while I was there, I cleaned the entire house. It was really a fun surprise for her. You can offer to do childcare, like I told you, watching the kids overnight. Maybe you love to cook. You could make freezer meals for them and stock their freezer as their gift. And then the last one, which would be related again to helping them get organized, is sometimes people don't get organized because either they don't know how or they don't have the time to sell items online. And if your love language is acts of service, then you could offer to sell their online items for them and give them that gift of time. The third love language is touch. And this one is a little bit harder for me to come up with gifts that would match a love language of touch. But I think if you were to get them a massage or a manicure or a haircut or some kind of a beauty treatment, and then remember, if their love language is touch, give them a little bit longer of a hug when you see them. Or if you're not touch, like you don't like touch, like, you know, grit your teeth and give them that hug. Or if your spouse's love language is touch, I love it when I'm doing the dishes and Greg will come up behind me and give me a hug. Or at church, we'll reach over and hold each other's hands. I love that too. And then the last one is words of affirmation. So these are people that just light up when you say something about them that is good. And as you're listening to this, you may think, well, these are all my love languages. And they are. Like, we all love all of these things, but there's usually one or two that is more prevalent than the others. And if you can't figure out for your family and your kids which ones are most prevalent, you can go to the number 5, 5lovelanguages.com. And there's a quiz, a free quiz there where you could take the quiz. And you can also get the book. So people whose love language is words of affirmation, you could write them a handwritten letter about why you love them and what you see in them and give them that as their gift. And I'm telling you, if that's their love language, that will be the best gift that they get the entire Christmas. Even if you normally spend $250 on them and you give them this letter instead, you wouldn't believe how much is going to fill them up. You can also share qualities you like about them in front of others. So you may say, hey, Joe, you did a great job on that presentation in December. I'm just so glad that your company is recognizing you for that in front of the family so that the whole family knows and they're able to give him words of affirmation as well. And ask them about them. What are they up to? What are they doing? And then speak back to them about how you could see that that is part of their gifting and how they are really coming into their gifts and how they are meant to contribute to society. All right, this is a shorter podcast, but I've been wanting to share with you these 5 love languages because I think this really is going to come into play into a lot of other things that I want to share with you. And I'm going to be diving deeper into different personality types and how just different people live together in a home. So often these podcasts are directed to you, the woman who is the head of the home, whether you live on your own or you live with your parents or a spouse or children, the people that you interact with in your home. I'm often talking about how to organize the house. And more in 2017, you're going to hear me talking about the other people that live with us and the positives and negatives and how we can really pull out the best in everyone. So if you're looking for clutter-free gifts to give your family this holiday, really think about what their love language is and then what gifts would match that. All right, you guys have a great week and happy Thanksgiving.